Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm sticking with Russell Wilson. I'm sticking to the plan and letting him develop. Couple things here, BT. There was a good article in the Post talking about Darius Slayton, getting some quotes from him, saying that they don't want to make the, he's saying that he doesn't want the team to make the same mistakes again like they did with Eli Manning when they went to a young Daniel Jones asking him to win games. And
that, I saw that.
Yeah, you could argue that that could ruin him. We're in the same spot here. And then Frank from Rails, you know, he's a big Giant fan.
Big guy, yeah.
Diehard Giant, texting me all the time. He went to the game Sunday night, and I'm like, dude, why are you doing this to yourself?
Yeah.
And he said it well. That's why I'm going to give him credit here. He's trying to remove his emotions as a Giants fan, knowing that he can't deal with the slop that he's watched for all these years, wanting to see Jackson Dart now, who doesn't? But if you remove your emotions, you know that the best thing for the development of Jackson Dart, there is no harm in letting him sit longer. Now, I'm not even saying you gotta let him sit till week 10, week 13 anymore, but week 4 is a bit of a stretch for me. So if you remove the emotions, Giant fans, and try to understand what Mahomes has done, what Lamar Jackson, what other quarterbacks have done when they sit, remove the emotions and just know that your quarterback is still learning and developing. You'll see a little bit of him. It's not about the wins or losses this year. That's already over, sadly. Just develop him the right way. Don't panic or go to him way too soon.
I understand the desire for some immediate gratification here with teams that give you nothing. I absolutely understand that. It just makes it much more watchable and inherently more pleasurable. I mean, just based on the possibilities, like even if Jackson Dart were to play this weekend, again, I wouldn't play him either. But even if he didn't play particularly well, if you saw like a little flick or two or three plays, an RPO, a bomb downfield, whatever it might be, even if the Giants were to get waxed, you can go to sleep saying, all right, hey, you know, next week he's going to be a little bit better. And here's a little glimpse into the future. To me, that's the wrong play here. When you're this bad for this long, scratching the itch is temporary. You let this thing boil, you know, let it really cook all the way through. And when it's time, when that, and I don't think the time is now, you put them out there and it should be inconsequential to the results of the season, inconsequential to the head coach trying to save his job, fully locked in on what is right for the young man. Nothing else should matter.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 4 matchup between the LA Chargers and these New York Giants. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I wonder who's on the call for that game here.
What's the spread? Did you see it?
I have not looked at it. You want to take a guess? I'll pull it up here.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be what? Chargers by 7? 6.5?
On the road. I'm going to say Chargers minus 4.5. Let's
That's got to be more than that.
I'll go 4.5. Let's see. What's the date on this?
Unless the unknown
variable.
There's
a London game this week already?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Did I move?
No, not the Giants, though.
Yeah, there is a London game here. No, it's the Vikings Steelers. All right, what do we say? Let's see. Giants, Chargers, 6.5. Yeah, Chargers minus 6.5.
There's no way it could be 4. I was going to say maybe build in a little cushion, the unknown with Dart.
I know, but the Chargers are good. I don't look at them as a team that's going to be blowing out everybody with that potential.
Yeah.
Now, again, the Chiefs don't either, and they covered the spread. I would bet that this game, now it's Tuesday, so it's way early. I would bet that this is a field goal game. I would bet that this is going to be a closer game.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I thought that with Kansas City. I don't feel that now. Yeah. I don't feel that way right now. You know, Wilson has been, He was really rough the other night. If it's Jameis, you know he's going to do something interesting and then do something awful. Yeah, quite frankly, until I start seeing the Giants defense making some plays and turning people over, I'm not really going to give them the benefit of the doubt anymore that they're going to keep it close against good teams. Not that I think the Chargers would put up 40. They're not that kind of team. But
think about it, though. Herbert more sitting duck than Mahomes, who can move, than Jaden Daniels, who can move.
Yeah,
again, I mean, I'm not saying he can't move, but he's more of a pocket passer.
He's still a good athlete, though, Herbert. Maybe not reflected in the yards from scrimmage running. But I would say, to me, this thing has, like, I mean, honestly, I'm starting to feel like if it is Russell Wilson, 30-13, I think the Giants get beat down.
Ooh, man. Yeah, we don't even know who the quarterback is yet. We're looking at the line. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Eddie is in Fairfield, Connecticut. What's up, Eddie?
Hello, Ed.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I agree with the whole Russell Wilson conversation. I think you gotta start him. I mean, it's not him. The Giants are just laughable. I mean, look at the kicker got hurt right before the Sunday night game.
Again.
You know?
Yeah, but that's on the organization. So, yes, that's not on Russell Wilson. Yeah. It's unacceptable that they continue to go out with a kicker who's always hurt. Like, that just, I don't understand how that happens.
Yeah, so, and I think, you know, Jameis Winston, I mean, he's more like, of course, the preacher. He's the priest of the team. I mean, he'll keep the positivity going. He'll keep the hope alive. But I think you got to keep Russell Wilson, because what if Dark gets hurt? You know, what if he gets a bad hit, you know, gets hurt, and then there goes the whole future right there.
Well, I mean, if that happens, then, I mean,
talk about an ominous.
I don't want to put that into existence.
Script.
Look, injuries happen. It is the NFL. We've seen a lot of starting quarterbacks already get hurt. Obviously, Justin Fields, the Jets starting quarterback, Burrow, has been hurt here. So we know around the league that backup quarterbacks are, you know, have been playing already in week three. You can't think about that right now with Jackson Dart. And if he
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today, and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Gets hurt, that's it. Like, it's going to hurt your ability to see him potentially develop in his rookie season. It is not going to have a negative impact on their year because their season is already over. At 0-3, with the schedule that they have, with the way they've played for years, there's no reason to believe that the Giants, win-loss-wise, can get this thing turned around.
No, they're not going to turn this thing around. Not to the point where they're going to be, you know, in the conversation come December. So now you've got to take the prudent route, which to me is not playing you, which is to not play Jackson Dart. I just want to know what the motivation is. Is it to really try to crank out some wins because you think he's the best, or is it to just silence detractors? I mean,
can't be that.
Ah, Sal.
Well, it can't be that.
Shouldn't be that.
Correct.
But it could be that.
Right. I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? That's why I talk about in the first segment where I said, you know, when you're embarrassed, that's a very strong. I talk about the apathy being a very strong emotion, very dangerous. But when you're embarrassed as an organization, you tend to lose clarity of the now when you start to, like, hey, well, we got to stabilize this thing. We look bad and we're, you know, everybody's harpooning us on the radio and they're booing us and they're taking over our stadium, the opposing fans. If that's the impetus behind the move, then the Giants have no hope.
Think about it, though. You can understand why Mr. Mara would be so anxious to fire that salvo.
Well, no, I could, but if he was that anxious, then he should have fired everybody last year.
Right.
Think about that.
Yeah, well, no, I think he was being patient. I'm talking about right now, it's hard to sit back and watch this team go 0-3 and hear your fans, your paying customers, booing Russ off the field, basically saying that they want Jackson Dart. Combine that with, okay, well, he was your first round pick. He had a good preseason. He's an exciting player with an exciting attitude and a confidence that comes along with him. Like, Everybody wants to see him. I could understand why ownership would want to feed or scratch that itch, as you talked about before, feed the fan base something. It doesn't mean it's the right move, though.
He's a human being, so of course that's going to probably infiltrate his mind and his thought process, but he's got to be above that. You know, part of the reason why the Giants are in the mess that they're in for the last decade or so is because they've made a lot of the wrong decisions, some of which were emotional. This one cannot be emotionally driven.
Giant fans are nuts right now. You know how, BT? Mm. Frank from Rails.
Frank from Rails.
He's in Parsippany. He's never called us before. He's so fired up, wanted to call in. What's up, Frank?
Frank!
What's up, boys? First of all, I probably owe Sal money for being my sports psychologist. Yeah. He's probably sorry he gave me my fuzz phone number.
No, it's constantly. All good.
Just keep those stakes coming out. He's good.
I like getting the pulse from the Giant fan, and you're a diehard Giant fan. So what do you think here about this decision?
Well, again, you know, last year after games, I'm texting you, fire everybody, blow it up. So, yeah, Monday morning, what do I think? I think you start dark. But as I sit here and think about it, common sense tells you can't. You got to wait. That was the plan. That is the plan. That's what I was thinking the plan was. That's what I think everybody thought the plan was. You can't do it. You can't. You got to wait.
Are you giving up hope on the season as far as win losses goes already, Frank?
Yeah, and it just sucks because, you know what, I was hoping for at least 6 wins, get us something, keep it exciting.
Aye.
And, yeah, last week was exciting, but, again, it was the Cowboys. So, I don't know.
You
got to stick
lost.
With Russell. I don't want to see Jameis. I don't want to see Jameis. But it's execution across the field. And then you can't even say, where's Abdul Carter? They got him playing middle linebacker.
I know.
Well, why? Oh, why are they doing
almighty.
That?
Oh, jeez.
I mean, that's
It's rough to watch, Sal. And then you walk out of there, and my son, too, it's just like, what are the answers? You sit there, and you pick your brain, and you can't come up with anything. It's execution, too, man.
By the way, the play calling.
Interceptions.
Yep. Now, Frank, the play calling is terrible,
yeah.
too. We talk about
all right, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Yep, okay. Let it out.
No, well, I'm saying, so you're sitting there, right, and you're watching. They kind of shut down Patrick in the first half.
Yeah.
They come out the second half. They're running motion. They're running misdirections. And they're moving the ball, and they move down the field and score. The Giants do nothing. They shut down Malik, and nothing else happened.
I know. It really is.
And you keep watching and saying the same thing. And as always, Frank, thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in.
See you soon, man.
Yeah, I'm glad he finally had the courage to call us up here. And he's texting me. He's right. He's texting me all the time. I'm like, why don't you just call the show and vent about your Giants here? But it's the same thing. Last year, I went to the game with him and his son. And we went to the Thursday Night Cowboy game.
I remember that.
So Giant fans are going through it. I understand it. But I think Frank is touching on something there. Don't let the emotions get in the way of the smart thing to do. Stay disciplined. Discipline is very key in many facets of life here. The Giants need to remain disciplined, whether it's the owner, whether it's Shane, whether it's Dable. Stay disciplined here and make the right decision.
That's what I'm saying. And I think when you make an emotionally based decision, generally your instincts are minimized. And let's face it, you have good instincts. That's a great thing to have in life. And you are kind of now pulled around by your nose for the wrong thing. And that's a problem. And that's why I really think that I just hope that they really evaluate this for the right reasons. I don't know that they will. I get it. I understand the temptation if you're ownership and that stadium sounds ugly. I get it. I would not do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.